All right, guys, we are here with one of the guests of honor tonight, Troy Vincent, and you've been doing this whirlwind tonight. It's been one media outlet, the fans, sum it all up.
Dave, it's been outstanding. Words can't describe the experience that both my wife, my children, that we've had. I've had a chance to again talk to our corporate folks, engage with the fans, spend some time back over at NovaCare. It's been overwhelming.
Since the time Jeffrey Lurie called you to let you know months ago, have you spent a lot of time reflecting on your career here?
I have been, because I've been asked a question. Well, what are you going to say? What do you think about the team? And then because of the season, the way things have gone, is it going to spoil your moment? And I would say absolutely not. Just 8 years of just a phenomenal, phenomenal time, lots of wins. The employees that I had a chance to come and work with every day that were non-ball players, it's been great, Dave.
Did you miss at all, have you missed the hearing the crowd cheering for you?
No, I haven't. When my time was over, my time was over. It was now time for me to move on, take my attention on my young men. I got two young boys at play. I can't look back. There was nothing to look back. I left everything I had on the field. It was just a wonderful 15 years of experience.
Is there a favorite game that you point to?
No, because we had so many. We had a lot, but the two that just stick out, and I've been saying this all night, the Carolina game and the St. Louis game, but the one Tampa loss here and the Carolina loss here, those were just two that I wish we had them again.
Yeah, you remember the painful ones, not the wins.
But we were so, so close.
Yeah.
And I just felt like if we had to do it again, could we be the better team that particular day?
It's hard to win in the NFL, isn't it?
Always. I mean, every week is a new challenge. That's why you don't judge yourself until the end. You don't give yourself too much praise. You don't get in the high and lows of the roller coaster. Perform. Get ready the next week.
Troy, let's talk about what your role is now, player engagement around the league, and what is the message to these young fellas?
Well, right now it's player safety, health and safety, and wellness. You know, looking at the total wellness of the athlete, I have an opportunity to live a dream job, and that's engaging with our student athletes, professional, and our athletes that are in transition.
Are they listening? Are they hearing? Are they applying?
Some are. Yeah. I mean, we still have a challenge of getting guys engaged. But with our messaging, our peer-to-peer, using our former players to educate our younger players, it's a culture change.
Will you be nervous at halftime on the field speaking to the fans?
No, I won't. I've done it. Madison. This is home.
Yeah.
I'm speaking to family members. I mean, these are the easiest people to speak to. I'm not part of the what's going on here the season tonight. There are a bunch of individuals in here to celebrate some of the success I had as an individual here. But, no, I can't wait to thank them.
Yeah. Hey, well, thank you.
No, thank you.
Thanks for some great years, and enjoy the rest of the night.
No, thank you. I will. And thanks for putting on a great show for me.
You got it, man. Thanks, Troy Vincent.
Thank you.